Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today, we are going to be finishing Siman Tzadi Hei, and we will also cover Siman Tzadi Vav. We're going to talk about aligning our feet while saying Kedusha, and we're also going to talk about holding certain items while we daven. The Mechaber in Siman Tzadi Hei Siv Dalid says as follows, Tov l'chavin raglav gam b'sha'osha omer Kedusha im shliach tzibur. It's proper to align our feet while we say Kedusha with the Shliach Tzibur as well. What's the reason for this? The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Ches says as follows, Gam B'Shal V'Chulei, Sha'arei Omrim K'Shem Shemakdishim Oso B'Shmei Marom V'Chulei. We compare ourselves to the angels who sanctify the name of Hashem. And since we are comparing ourselves to the angels when we say Kedusha, we should be like the angels. As we said yesterday, the angels have a regel yeshara, so too we should have a regel yeshara, one straight leg. That's how we do it by putting our feet. We do that by putting our feet together. For how long do you have to keep your feet together during Kedusha? So some say only until the end of Kedusha. That's what seems to come out from the Torah Chaim, Rab Chaim Kanievsky as well. Others say that one should keep his feet together until the end of Hakel HaKadosh. Delia Rabba, Aruch HaShulchan, Shevet HaLevi, Rav Shlomo Zalman, all say to keep one's feet together until Hakel HaKadosh. Rav Shlomo Zalman points out that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, where that bracha is elongated, you wouldn't need to do so. But on a normal day, every day other than Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, one should keep his feet together until the conclusion of the bracha of Hakel HaKadosh, which is all considered the siyum, it's considered the end part of Kedusha. Do you have to face east while saying Kedusha? So the minhag ha'olam is to do so. So says the Pa'as Sadcha in footnote number 19. Moving on now to Siman Tzadi Vav, says the Shulchan Aruch as follows in Sif Aleph. Kishahu mispalel, lo yechos biyado tfilin, velo sefer mikisvei hakodesh, velo ka'ara maleah, velo sakin umaos v'kikar. When one is davening, you shouldn't hold on to tfilin, or kisvei hakodesh, holy svarim, or a full bowl of food, or a knife, or money, or a loaf of bread. Why? Mipnei shelibo alehem shelo yiplu, because you're going to focus on these things that they not fall. V'yitarid v'siz batal kavanoso. You're going to be distracted and you'll lose your kavana for tefila. One exception to this is as follows. V'lulav bizmano muter la'echos biyado. During Sukkot, one is allowed to hold the lulav in his hands during Shmona Esrei. Kevan shoha'achizo biyado hi mitzvah eino nitrad b'shvilo. Since holding on to the lulav is considered a mitzvah on Sukkot at all times, so therefore one is not going to be bothered and distracted by holding on to the mitzvah. Rather, the mitzvah is going to enhance his Shmona Esrei. To what parts of davening does this apply? Certainly to Shmona Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Aleph extends beyond that. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kishu Mispalel, B'Pri Megadim Kosav Dehu Adin B'Shas Kriya Shema P'suka Dezirma. This applies also during Kriya Shema P'suka Dezirma. One shouldn't be holding these items. If you do hold these items, you have to repeat davening. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Beis, U'V'diyevet Ein Tzarech Lachzor L'Ispalel, Im Lo She'yodeya Sh'al Yedeze Lo Kivein Ba'avos. You don't have to go back and daven again. It's not going to be ma'akiv your tefillah unless you know that these items caused you not to have kavana during the first bracha of Shmona Esrei, where kavana is ma'akiv. Umoter hashatz lahachzek hasefer Torah biyado b'shabes k'sha'omer yekum porkon. Another exception to this is that the shliach tzibur can hold on to the sefer Torah while he says yekum porkon on Shabbos. The chivan shekavana so as the hispala alom de Torah, since what's happening there is that he is davening for all of the Tamidi Chachamim and the Lomdei Torah. So Alkein Machzek HaSefer Torah B'yado V'lo L'Shem Shmira. He's holding on to the Sefer Torah because he's davening for those who study it, not for any other reason. So he's not trying to guard it. He's not trying to keep it safe. So that so on that basis, he will not lose his kavanah. V'havekamo lulav bismano. It's similar to holding on to a lulav during Sukkot, where you're holding on to it as a mitzvah. V'chein motar lahachzik b'shashem mevarchem hachodesh, as we do a bisman hazeh, that the shliach tzibur can hold on to the sefer Torah during Birkas HaChodesh. The Prima Gadim, quoted in footnote 3, adds that someone can hold on to the Sefer Torah during Hoshanos. Why is there an except? Why do we hold on to the Sefer Torah during all of these times? So the Mekor Chaim, Reish Pei Dalet Zayin, points out that it helps the Tfilos be accepted when you hold on to the Sefer Torah. What svarim are included in this? So the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'lo sefer v'chulei v'hu adin kol svarim shalanu." He's quoting from the Bir Hagra that all of our svarim would be included in this, that we shouldn't hold on to them while davening Shmona Esrei. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Dalit, speaking about the non-holy items that one should not hold on to during Shmona Esrei or other parts of davening. Ka'ara Malaya, a full bowl. Shalibo Aleha Shalo Yishafech Mimena. He's going to be concerned that its contents should not spill out. Uvisakin Shalo Yipo La'aret V'yitaka Biraglo. If he's holding on to a knife, he's going to fear that he'll drop it and it'll stab him, Chas V'Shalom. So he's going to want to be careful not to drop it and he'll lose his kavana on Shmona Esrei. Uvimaos If you're holding on to coins, so you're going to be careful that they not fall and disperse. Even if they are wrapped up, so you don't have the concern that they're going to be dispersed. Nonetheless, you're going to have the concern that they might get lost. Unless you're holding on to them in a way where it's clear to you that they're not going to get lost. Birka Yosef says as well, adding on to the Shulchan Aruch here, that one should not place a baby in front of him while he daven Shmona Esrei, because that's going to distract his kavana. Umos v'kikar v'chulei in sifhei v'dav kahani. Only these things. Shem yiplu yeshboem hefseid o yazikulo. These things, if you lose them, they're going. So then you're going to have a monetary loss, or Chas v'shalom, you'll be damaged by them. Avol shari dvarim muter le'echos. But something else, it's muter to hold on to. However, v'yesh omrim dahani lav davka. However, there are others who say that these examples of the Shulchan Aruch are lav davka. Ela orcha demilsa nakat. He's only mentioning the things that people generally hold on to. V'hu adin she'ein litol shum davar biyado b'shas ha'tvila v'chein hiskim ha'taz. The Taz says that one should not be holding on to anything while davening Shmona Esrei. The Aruch HaShulchan says this includes even a handkerchief or a cane that one should not hold on to while he is davening Shmona Esrei.
Kid.
Yes. Yes, not a good idea to hold on to the baby while davening Shmona Esrei, and we'll get to in a second what to do if you have a distracting thing. So let's get to that. So mipnei shalibo v'chulei tzarichin imuter likach tefillin sefer Torah biyado hichad misyari mipnei ganovim de'efshar de'itirulo. Says the Mishnah Berurah that perhaps there's another exception to the rule, which is that perhaps one could hold on to some of the to tefillin and sefer Torah, to the kadosh items, if you're fearful that they're going to be stolen. Perhaps that would be an exception. And in Zion, he says, "Motir le'echos v'chulei." What about if the following happens? Nafal sefer al ha'aretz ve'eino yachol lechavin. What if a sefer falls on the ground and you can't have kavana? You're not going to be able to daven. Motir lehagbiho kishi yisayim habracha shehu omid ba. So then it would be mutter for you to pick up the sefer once you finish the bracha where you're at. V'ilav hachi lo yafsik. However, if you're not going to lose kavana, then you shouldn't be mafsik. V'kol shekin she'in likrot be'etzba, you shouldn't snap. V'chayotzei b'shas tefila, don't do that during tefila. Im hischil hispalo shmona esrei v'nis balbel. If you began to daven Shmona Esrei and you got all mixed up, you got all confused with the words and what you're supposed to say, mutter leilich lemakom hayadua lo likach misham siddur. You can walk in the middle of Shmona Esrei to go get a siddur to remind you as to what you are supposed to say. So let's see some of these applications. So the some of the permutations of this. So Chaim Kanievsky says that perhaps you could even do so for Alanisim, Chanukah or Purim, and you forgot the text of Alanisim, even though Alanisim is not ma'akif. Chaim Kanievsky says Yitachin that you can go in the middle of Shmona Esrei to get a siddur in order to get it.
You don't have to start over or anything. Just
nope. However, he says that you would stay where you're at in that case and finish up where you got the sitter. The Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Dalid Sif Aleph points out that preferably one should hint to others to bring him a sitter. Meaning the best thing to do is not to move, rather try to get somebody to bring you a sitter. But if you can't do that, so then you could even move. What about if you don't know where the sitter is? Chaim Kanievsky says you can even search for it. And in addition, the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Dalet points out that if you need to know a halacha in the middle of Shmona Esrei, you know, you need to know whether you forgot something, where should you be chozer to, should you be go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei, something along those lines. So you could actually go in the middle to determine the halacha. Go pick up the Kitzur Sefer in the middle to determine the halacha. Those are some of the permutations of this Mishnah Berurah. I forgot to mention earlier, this is going out of order, so I apologize for that. But the Bir Halacha on Tafresh Tzadi Gimel, he points out that we dafka return the Sefer Torah for Kriyas HaMegillah because we don't want it to distract the person holding it. That's an application of the Halacha that we learned today. That's the reason why we dafka put the Sefer Torah back before Mikra Megillah, because it's too long and the person's going to be distracted about holding on to the Sefer Torah. Chaim Kanievsky points out we're not makpid to do that for Tkios de Miyushav on Rosh Hashanah because those are short enough that we're not concerned the person's going to get distracted, but for Mikra Megillah, the Bir Halacha says we would do so. Getting back to where we were at, with walking in the middle of Shmona Esrei to find something, so I think they point out the Tinoch issue in the footnotes here. It's escaping me right now where it is. Yeah, here in footnote number 11. So that's what I was explaining to you before, that the best thing to do is to try to shush, you know, try to get the child to stop. And if he's disturbing you so much that you can't be mechavin and he's not stopping, which shushing never helps. So if he's not stopping, so then you can move to another place in the middle.
Without snapping your fingers.
Right. Best not to snap. Yeah. What about the exception that the Mishnah Berurah said about holding on to a lulav? Mishnah Berurah in Tafresh Nun Beis points out that holding a lulav during Shmona Esrei bizman hazeh is usually considered yuara. That's usually not something that we do bizman hazeh unless it's known as anshei maisa who do so, but bizman hazeh, most people don't do that. Moving on now to Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Moter lechos machzor tfilos biyado b'shashem espalo. You can hold on to a seder while you're davening. Hol v'tofis l'tzorech tfila atma lotari. Since you're holding on to it for the purpose of davening, it's not going to distract you. It's, adirabba, it's going to help you. Dum yedelulav, demishum delikichas o mitzvah lotari. Just like a lulav, where since it's part of the mitzvah, you're not going to be distracted. Comments the Rama, umikom makom, im lo haya biyado kodem shehizchil, lo yachzir acharav b'tfila litlo. If you didn't have it before you started davening, don't go in the middle in order to get it. Unless it's in a very specific place and prepared for you, so then it would be mutter even to reach for it and to take it during tefillah in order to daven from it. Comments the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Ches. Because if you search after it, you're all overwhelmed by the sitter, so then you're going to get distracted. You'll lose your kavanah. Somebody who's davening from a sitter, he should do as follows. He hears from tchila. Kol hamekomos shetzarech lehispalo ba'osot tfila, v'lo yechapi sacharem b'shashem hispalo. It's best to know exactly what you need to say during that specific tfila. You shouldn't be flipping the pages trying to find what you need to say for that tfila. Everything should be prepared in advance of davening. Kiyafsek ha'yedeizeh v'lo yechavin yafeh. If you're flipping the pages, you're going to get interrupted. You won't have good kavana. V'chein kosav v'berke yosef shekin noagim rabim me'anche ma'isa kish. The Birkei Yosef says that many people are makpid to use a sitter when on a fast day when they need to say Anenu, or on Motzei Shabbos going into Yontif when they need to say Vato Di'enu. because those things are not things that they're generally accustomed to. Baruch Hashem, Bizman Hazeh, we have Sidurim that print everything in order, everything you could possibly need to say. So it's very nice. But if it does so happen that you're going to need to flip pages, you should prepare in advance to know what you're going to need to say. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Siftes, Lehis Fala Mitocho, V'nimtzo Ba'achronim Sha'af B'chazar Sashatz, Nochonu Shiyah Sidur Pasuach Lefanov. We've mentioned this in the past, that during Chazar Sashatz, the Achronim say that it's best to have a Sidur to follow along. Lihios Oznov Pekuchos, Almasha Omer Hashatz, so that you are paying attention, that your ears are open and paying attention to that which the Shliach Tzibur is saying. Tomorrow we will continue, tomorrow we have Chazara. On Sunday, Be'ezus Hashem, we will continue with Simon Sadi Zayin. Have a great day, everybody.